The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
Some say the more we learn about the world around us, the more we learn about us, the less we find reason to believe in God. However, the truth is quite the opposite. As work in the various scientific disciplines teaches us more about the physical world, it reveals a world with a creator, a designer, a divine engineer of all things. Rather than revealing a universe somehow devoid of any signs of an all-powerful God behind it all, science increasingly reveals evidence, like fingerprints, that He's been there all along. And that we're living not just in a universe, but in a creation. Join us right now here on Tomorrow's World as we examine just a few fingerprints of the Creator. Stay tuned. Greetings and welcome to Tomorrow's World. My name is Wallace Smith, and it's wonderful to have you with us. Today we're going to look at the world around us, and even the world within us, and identify just a handful of the fingerprints of our Creator. Evidence that this existence is not merely the result of randomness and unguided processes, but rather is a beautiful and amazing creation, purposely crafted by a powerful and loving God. Also, we'll be making available to you our free CD, Does God Exist? It's one of the most helpful and convenient resources we have, and you'll want to be sure to note how to request it when the information appears on the screen. Now, in the Bible, King David, the warrior poet of Israel, stakes out his position on the matter of whether or not there is a creator. And whether you agree with him or not, he makes his position very clear. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Confident-sounding scientists like biologist Richard Dawkins, or physicist Lawrence Krauss, and astronomer Neil deGrasse Tyson tell us that science has somehow done away with any reason to believe that a creator exists. Actually, it's quite the contrary. As science reveals more details about how the physical world works, we see that God has left many fingerprints on His creation, evidence of His creative activity. Let's look at some of those fingerprints today. And since we're at the beginning of the program, let's start at the beginning. There was a time, not too long ago, when many scientists assumed that the universe had simply existed forever, with no beginning at all. But Albert Einstein's theory of relativity eventually pointed physicists and cosmologists to a startling possibility, that the universe was constantly expanding from what had once long ago been a small, indescribably dense point in space. The result was what we now call the Big Bang Theory. The idea, supported by a great deal of evidence and observation, that there was a moment in time when our entire physical universe, all matter, space, energy, and even time itself, suddenly came into being from nothing. As shocking as it was for scientists and philosophers to admit, the vast universe had a beginning. Many scientists refused to accept the conclusion for some time, including Einstein himself. Many did not like a theory that so starkly implied a creation event, a moment when the universe was brought into being from nothing. And many continue to craft theories that they hope can avoid such a moment. But they continue to fall terribly short. As prominent physicist Alexander Vilenkin proclaimed in his 2006 book, Many Worlds in One, with the proof now in place, Cosmologists can no longer hide behind the possibility of a past eternal universe. There is no escape. They have to face the problem of a cosmic beginning. In 2011, New Scientist magazine dubbed this fact the Genesis problem, noting that Professor Stephen Hawking himself pointed out a point of creation would be a place where science broke down. One would have to appeal to religion and the hand of God. Yet that is exactly what the currently prevailing theories of cosmology claim, that there was a moment when space, time, matter, and energy, literally everything in this physical universe, came into existence from literally nothing at all. However, that leaves us in a bit of a quandary, doesn't it? Call it the Julie Andrews principle. In the Oscar award-winning musical, The Sound of Music, Miss Andrews' character sings the words, "Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could." A lot of wisdom there. Nothing comes from nothing. The only thing nothing produces is more nothing. If the universe, all space, all matter, and all energy, and even time itself, had a beginning to its existence, and the best current scientific theories say that it did just that, then the cause of this universe had to exist beyond space, beyond matter, beyond energy, and beyond time. When it comes to fingerprints of a creator, that is quite a fingerprint. We read of such a creator who transcends space, matter, energy, and time in the very first verse of the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." Remember your Julie Andrews. Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could. Scientists' current understanding is that the entire universe of space, matter, energy, and time had a beginning. And that is an incredible fingerprint of a creator who transcends space, matter, energy, and time. Whether or not there is an all-powerful creator is not just an academic question that you and I can afford to ignore. In fact, it is the most important question you can ask. And all of us here on Tomorrow's World encourage you to seek out the answer to that question for yourselves. Roll up your sleeves and prove the existence of your Creator for yourself. Know that He exists and be confident of this truth. We want to help you do just that by sending you, free of charge, this audio CD, Does God Exist? This CD contains a collection of three of our programs that you can listen to at home or in your car or at work, and they will outline for you good reason to believe in a Creator God. Even if you already believe, you need to ground that belief in solid facts and to equip yourself to combat a world of growing doubt and confusion. You can order this CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-236-0531. That number again is 1-800-236-0531. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Welcome back. We're examining a few of the fingerprints God has left on His creation. Evidence that what we see around us is the work of a divine creator. In our last segment, we saw the fingerprint of the Almighty God on the very beginning of the universe. Only a creator who transcends time, space, matter, and energy could be the cause of all time, space, matter, and energy. Yet the evidence we'll consider today doesn't stop there. For instance, calling the beginning of the universe the Big Bang makes it sound like some sort of random chaotic explosion or something. However, scientists have learned that the opposite is the case. Rather, a highly structured, orderly, and lawful universe was brought into being, so improbably fit for life that science is still at a loss for a real explanation. To get us started on that idea, I want to bring out, believe it or not, one of my favorite childhood toys, the humble but marvelous Lego brick. I loved the Lego building system when I was a child, and I freely admit that I use my children as an excuse to keep playing with them these days myself. You know, but as I've gotten older, I've come to appreciate the incredibly high standard of design and engineering and precision of each and every Lego brick. Every little detail, the ratios of the length to height and width, the spacing between the little knobs on the top, the radius of each knob, truly every detail is so well planned and precisely executed that these little bricks out of Denmark have not only been a standard in homes around the world for decades, but have also remained marvels of precision engineering. And vast sculptures have been crafted using the little bricks and pieces of this remarkable building system. The entire Lego system has scores and scores of differently shaped bricks that can be used in all of its impressive sculptures. The organization and intelligent engineering of our universe screams at us when we examine the evidence. Just consider the collection of mathematical equations and laws that ensure all things run in an orderly, structured way. The way in which the universe expands, the manner in which energy, matter, and the fundamental forces interact, it's all strictly governed by precise mathematical laws, like the Einstein field equations, the Schrodinger wave equation, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle. Many fundamental laws reign over our reality, keeping it ordered and functional. This does not fit the idea of a random creatorless universe. Laws demand a lawgiver, and the Bible describes such a lawgiver, saying in Isaiah 33:22, "The Lord is our lawgiver." And in Jeremiah 33:25, God declares that He has appointed the ordinances of heaven and earth. It frustrates many scientists that they still have no solid scientific explanation as to why the universe is so finely tuned to allow us to live, and even to talk about how finely tuned it is on television programs. And yet, if they were to simply open their Bibles, they would see why this is so. For when the Bible speaks of the designer of the world around us, it describes Him as one who did not create it in vain, who formed it to be inhabited. Think about it. How much sense does it make to imagine that such a cosmic construction set came about randomly with no intelligent designer? You know, Lego bricks are marvels of engineering, but the cosmic Lego bricks of creation put even them to shame. Frankly, God's fingerprints are all over the building blocks of creation, far more thoroughly than my children's fingerprints are on these bricks. We would be blind not to see it. If these first two sets of fingerprints have seemed a bit too cosmic for you, then be ready for our next segment, where the evidence gets much more intimate and personal. But before that, I'd like to give you another chance to get your copy of our helpful and informative CD, Does God Exist? In a world where more and more people actively doubt and even attack the existence of a creator, you need this CD. It's completely free and yours for the asking. Don't miss out. Just call, write, or click right now to get your free copy of Does God Exist?
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
Welcome back. So far, we've looked at evidence on a cosmic scale and found that our universe bears all over it the fingerprints of a loving God who not only created it, but who created it for life. And yet we see God's fingerprints not only on the grandest of cosmic scales, but also on the smallest and most intimate scales. In fact, those fingerprints are present in your own body, even in every single cell of your body. As scientists have learned to peer into the microscopic world of the living cell, they have discovered an absolutely amazing world, so intelligently structured in its vast array of inner workings and mechanisms that it puts even the space shuttle to shame. Within that tiny, microscopic, invisible realm are amazing molecular machines, pumps and gateways, and transportation systems, and waste management apparatus, communication system, interactive architecture, and chemical recognition mechanisms, and environmental maintenance equipment. And at the center of it all, DNA, an information storage system of vast capabilities. Richard Dawkins stated in his landmark book, The Blind Watchmaker, that there is enough information capacity in a single human cell to store the Encyclopedia Britannica, all 30 volumes of it, 3 or 4 times over. Wow! Just a single cell in your body, so small as to be invisible, able to contain the informational content of 90 to 120 volumes of the Encyclopedia Britannica. DNA and the attendant RNA and protein apparatus used to duplicate and activate the information contained in DNA represent nanotechnology of nearly unimaginable complexity and wonder that for all of our efforts we haven't been able to create ourselves. In a groundbreaking paper published in the journal Science in 2012, prominent molecular geneticist George Church said plainly, DNA is among the most dense and stable information media known. Francis Crick, co-discoverer of the amazing structure of the DNA molecule, has said, biologists must constantly keep in mind that what they see was not designed, but rather evolved. Now, why would life and biochemical machinery look so overwhelmingly designed that biologists must constantly remind themselves to ignore what their eyes are telling them? Okay, let me think. Why should life look so designed? It's a tough one, right? Oh, wait, I know. Maybe it's because it is designed. It seems that many scientists have forgotten the duck principle. If it looks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and walks like a duck, it's probably a duck. When scientists, biologists, geneticists, and chemists look at life and admit that the structures of life, the intricate nanotechnology of the cell, the informatics of DNA, they all appear to be designed for a purpose, as Richard Dawkins admitted. And that they have to do that to the point that they must keep telling themselves over and over to ignore what they see with their own eyes, as Francis Crick admitted. Then they call to my mind an important passage from God's Word. We read it in Romans 1, beginning in verse 18. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shown it to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Truly without excuse. It is sheer folly to ignore the evidence and choose to believe that such an intricate and powerfully intelligent system as we find in our own cells was not designed. With every cell reading the programs encoded in our DNA, like 100 trillion computers reading 100 trillion hard drives every second of every day of our lives, then our own lives are astonishing evidence to the existence of our Creator. His fingerprints cover us from head to toe with evidence that only the willfully ignorant dare deny. As science reveals more and more wonders of the human body, even at the microscopic and molecular level, we can add our voice to that of King David of Israel, saying, "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Before we conclude today, I want to give you one more opportunity to request our free, powerful CD, Does God Exist? Created so you can listen to it in your car, at work, or in your home, this collection of 3 Tomorrow's World programs is designed to help you prove God's existence for yourself or for others. And for those who question God's existence, it's designed to help you answer that question. The CD includes the programs Does God Exist? And Was Darwin Wrong? As well as 7 Proofs That God Exists. Whether you want the CD for yourself or for someone else, like all of our materials, it is absolutely free. Simply call, write, or visit our website to get your free copy right now.
For today's free informative offer, send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-236-0531. That number again is 1-800-236-0531. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Welcome back. There are frankly so many more fingerprints that can be considered, even beyond the realm of science. For example, there's the evidence of fulfilled prophecy, the evidence of answered prayer, even the evidence of a resurrected Messiah, a fact of history that has stood the test of time and defeated all comers who would pretend it never took place. All of these evidences and so many more are fingerprints in this world and in our lives of a great and amazing Creator. Our free CD today, Does God Exist?, will help you explore that evidence so much more fully than we have time for on today's program. But here before our time today draws to a close, let me return to science and suggest to you a radical experiment. We noted earlier today that in the marvel of DNA, not to mention the wonderful intelligent machinery of your cells themselves, you have your Creator's fingerprints on you and on your person, in your life. That isn't an accident. You there, on the other side of this television screen or computer screen or cell phone screen, you were crafted by Him for an amazing purpose. The vast majority of you don't know what that purpose is, but He does. That's why you bear His fingerprints, because He is crafting something in you. Part of the mystery of the kingdom of God is that the Almighty Creator is building a family for Himself of those who are willing to live His way and seek the life He offers. And as the Creator of all life, God knows how life is to be lived. Jesus Christ tells us in the book of John, "I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." For those who want that life, who want God near to them, guiding their lives and steps, He explains very clearly how to make that happen in the book of James, chapter 4 and verse 8. "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." And in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul quotes from the Old Testament, writing about those who are willing to turn aside from sinful actions and choices to the way of life God offers, saying, "As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." The experiment I have in mind is this: draw near to God and see if He will draw near to you. Do what He says. Seek Him and see what you will find. But you will have to seek with all your heart. He tells us this Himself in His Word, saying, "You will seek the Lord your God, and you will find Him if you seek Him with all your heart and with all your soul." Frankly, most people don't have the courage to try, but God is calling many who will. If you're such a one, we want to help you put God to the test in whatever way we can. The free CD we're sending you today is a good place to start, as is our website at tomorrowsworld.org, which has an abundance of resources, materials, and video, all free of charge for anyone who sees the fingerprints of their Creator in the world around them and on their own lives, and who want to follow that evidence where it leads them. Regardless, at the very least, we hope it leads you right back here to Tomorrow's World, where we invite you to join us again next week or online anytime as Richard Ames, Gerald Weston, and I continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ, the hope of the coming kingdom of God, and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. We'll see you right here at this same time.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.